Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Christian Communicators Live, where we help your ministry grow by sharing insider information from professional speakers and writers.
Well, good afternoon, CCC friends, and welcome to Christian Communicators Live. I'm Vonda Skelton, and I'm here in soggy but sunny South Carolina with my co-director, Carolyn Kniffley. Hi, Carolyn.
Hey, Vonda. It's nice hearing from you. Also, my heart's with all of those in South Carolina who've been in the flood area. Also, I want to mention to our listeners, we'll open the phone lines a little later in the program. I'll give you the phone number to call during that time. And remember, first callers will win a copy of our guest book today. And this is back to you, Vonda.
Oh, thank you. Yes, we've had several calls and emails and Facebook messages from people around the country asking if we were okay, and I just wanted to let everybody know that Carolyn and Cynthia and I are all in the upstate, and we dodged the bullet by as short as 45-50 miles. There was some significant flooding, and then the areas of the Midlands and the coast have just, it's going to be years of repair. So if you think about it, please pray for those who are still living in just devastation. So listeners, we are so excited about our guest today. Our show is thrilled to have best-selling author and very, very popular speaker Pam Farrell. Pam and her husband Bill are relationship experts. They're also international speakers, and they're the directors of LoveWise. And if you haven't seen that website, you need to take a look at it. I'll give you the details in just a bit. Pam and Bill have been married and been in ministry for 36 years. Bill has been a youth and small groups and lead pastor, and Pam was director of women's ministry. And they have written, listen to this, 40 books, including the best-selling Men Are Like Waffles and Women Are Like Spaghetti. And I just want to take this moment to say that is, Pam, one of my all-time favorite books ever on men and women and relationships. It still is one of my favorites. As a matter of fact, I don't know if you remember, but I even quoted from it in my women's book, Seeing Through the Lies. So
yes, you did. You're so sweet to do that, to spread that news and help people get a handle on those gender differences. Yes.
Well, it helped me a lot in my marriage, I'll tell you that. I saw Gary in a different light. So,
use a lot of humor, so that helps right there. You know, when you can laugh instead of cry.
That's exactly right. But I want to tell our listeners about your newest books. She has Seven Simple Skills for Every Woman's Success in Keeping It All Together, and Bill has Seven Simple Skills for Every Man. And you can find out more about Bill and Pam and their ministry at their website, LoveWise, and that's love-wise, www.love-wise.com. And I'll just want to go ahead and prep by saying that the Farrells' wit and wisdom makes them popular speakers and radio and TV guests, which is exactly why we're so honored to have Pam here with us today. So welcome, 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 Pam.
Thanks. It's good to be helping other communicators. You know, we like to give back when God has poured into our life. We like to share.
That's exactly right, and that is exactly what you do so well. So let's get started with our first question. I didn't realize this, but this newest book is your first in a series, Simple Skills for Success. So I was really glad to hear about that. And since you and Bill have been happily married like forever, would you just share some simple skills that make your marriage strong and successful?
You know, this week, Bill and I are doing a 7 Simple Skills series. Like, we're sending out emails, and people can go to love-wise.com and just get on the list to get information. And what we're doing is sharing just exactly that. Every day we give, you know, a tip and a tool. And I was just working on a blog that I'll be posting about life rhythm. And sometimes it's the simple life rhythms that keep your marriage strong. You know, research says that couples who say good morning to each other, 94% of those couples say they have a better day and a stronger marriage. Couples that give a hug, just a 5-second hug, will lower the stress of the other person and raise their confidence level. And so just a good morning hug and a kiss, woo, you set your day off really well. Men who kiss their wives live 10 years longer than other men. So, I mean, statistically, some simple habits really reap big benefits. And we forget sometimes those simple habits. And Bill and I say good morning, we give a hug, we give a kiss, we share, you know, breakfast together as much as possible, and we always pray before we have a meal, and then we kiss mm-hmm. each other. It's hard to stay angry at somebody that you kiss that much during the day, and we call those romantic rituals. Those are those little things mm-hmm. that you say and do that just keep that romantic atmosphere, that positive atmosphere, yes. Culture in your marriage relationship, the simple things.
Oh, wow. And any of us can do that, and we can remember to do that. So thank you. Now, that kind of segues into your book, Men Are Like Waffles and Women Are Like Spaghetti, and I've already mentioned that, but I remember you had some keys to success in that book as well that were a little different.
Yeah.
You want to share those with us?
Yeah, a lot more humorous in that. The way we describe men and women, I mean, God created us different. It goes all the way back to Genesis 1:27. God says, I made them male and female. And it was actually before the fall. So that means before things got mucked up in this world, it was mm-hmm. God's intention to have these differences. It goes all the way back to our DNA, XX and XY. So the differences are good. I mean, you just have to use them for your relationship rather than against you. And one of the ways to make those differences work for you is to value and appreciate the differences. For example, what it means that men are like waffles is that men compartmentalize. They think of one thing and one thing only at a time. And so when a guy is at work, he is at work. And when he's mowing the lawn, he's mowing the lawn. And when he's watching TV, he is watching TV. One thing at a time, yeah. And so by nature, men are problem solvers. They like to go into a box, figure out what the problem is, assign a solution, and then move on. And if they mm-hmm. get to a box and they see what the problem is, but they don't know the solution, yeah, they just move on. You know, why stay there if you don't have the answer? And one other thing, after raising 3 boys, in addition to being married to a male, is there is this box on every man's waffle that is absolutely, positively blank. There are no thoughts. There are no words. There's, like, nothing going on there. Guys like to park uh-huh. in this box to, like, recharge. And every time they park in that box, we women kind of get radar for it, and we ask the dreaded question, so, hey, what you thinking? And their eyes get this, like, deer in the headlights kind of look, and they're darting back and forth looking for a word. They might answer us, and then we misinterpret the delay. We're like, you didn't tell me what you're really thinking. You're just making something up. But now we know what they're really thinking is nothing. Yeah, and it's all good. It's all good. It's just different than the way that we think, you know, spaghetti. And what that means is that we women, we integrate. That's a fancy word. And that means we're pretty good at multitasking. Today's mm-hmm. terms, they call it toggle tasking, going from thing to thing. And so we travel, just like one noodle lays on a plate of spaghetti and it looks like it touches every other noodle on the plate. We women process life that way. We travel through life making emotional connections to the people and things that matter most to us. And so by nature, awesome, multitasking. We can be on the phone, talking to our girlfriend, listening to Christian Communicators Blog Talk Radio, taking notes, writing down our Christmas card list, our grocery list, while we're doing sign language to the kids. Quit talking. Don't argue. I'm on the phone. We are putting a load in the washer, a load in the dryer, cooking dinner, and we can open and shut the oven door with our foot. I mean, we're amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Multitaskers. Yeah. Yes. It's a gift. It's a gift. Which comes in handy for many of us women who write, because we can be doing our laundry, making dinner, and writing a chapter all at the same time.
Or some of us can. I think that's one of the times I have to block out when I'm writing. So that is one gift or one stalk
that's
of spaghetti, I guess, I don't have. Yeah. But here we've been talking more about marriage relationships and how to relate with our husbands. But I'm wondering how that transfers into ministry or working together with your spouse 24/7. Is
exactly.
that something that all of us can do? Do you recommend we all do that? How does that work?
You know, there are many reasons people do what they do. And so first there are the biological differences. Men are like waffles, women like spaghetti, genetics. Then, and you cannot change that. That is hardwired mm-hmm. into the system. So that one is a given. But then on top of biology, you have your motivation, the way that God wired you to be motivated in life. You have your skill set, your talents, your spiritual giftedness, you have your culture, you have any trauma, you have family of origin issues, and so there's many mm-hmm. layers to peel back if you're really trying to figure out why did they do that. And when it comes to working together, it's probably really important that you do go through that process of really asking, you know, how are we each wired, and is this going to be a good fit? You know, two cogs, two gears mm-hmm. running together. You know, I bike. Bill and I bike together, and so when you're shifting gears, sometimes the gears get caught, and you can hear it. It's like, and
yes.
that, and you can't really go anywhere very well when that happens. And if you don't fix it, it can even break the chain. And that's a lot like working with a spouse, a family member, a close friend, is you really have to see, are there those gears going to go together smoothly and well? And if we do hit a tough place where we're not shifting gears very well and the chain's getting caught, do we have the skills that it takes to overcome those kind of obstacles?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not always perfect. It's not always smooth. And so you just have to know, do we have what it takes to fix it when, you know, the tire goes flat?
Right, right. Well, and I just want to say here that as you remember, you and I talked about, would that be a good fit for my husband and me?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
and I, after prayer, after talking with you, prayer, talking with Gary, you know, we came to the conclusion that that would not be a good fit for us. So that's not to say that we don't have a great marriage or that somebody else doesn't have a good relationship if they can't work together like that. So,
in fact, that's probably one of the reasons you do have a good relationship is because you are able to have those kind of honest conversations
mm-hmm.
that, you know what, this is for our family system, this is not going to be a win
mm-hmm.
to work together. And for other family systems, it's exactly a win. But you do have to have certain tools and the ability to have certain conversations, and you have to have a set of gifts that actually merge in
right.
whatever field that you're, you know, going to pursue that business in. And in this sense, it's, you know, writing, speaking, communicating is, you know, the genre here. But it's not for everybody. It's not for the faint of heart, that's for sure.
Oh, definitely. That is so true. Well, let's change that a little bit. How is it different if you're talking about writing a book with a spouse or a co-author?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so on the book writing part, if you're in a co-author, you really should ask a couple of questions. Are both people's writing skills the same level
mm-hmm.
of excellence? You know, and if they're not the same level of excellence, then are you willing to carry and edit and rework the other person because maybe their message is really important, but their writing skill is not as good. Or maybe they're a speaker and it's more of a ghostwriter or a co-author that's like the silent partner where you bring your writing gift in to a well-known speaker. And maybe your spouse is that well-known speaker. Many a pastor's wife have, you know, done that for their husband who's the pastor. So that is a workable system. You just have to do it without resentment. And that's the part, if your skill set is not the same, you have to really go in with that servant attitude. And really, you know, that's what makes all of this work anyway, is if you want to be great in God's kingdom, be the servant of all. And so if you just maintain this is to you, Jesus, this is not all about me, not about my ego, not about my byline, you'll be in a better emotional place for sure.
Oh, yeah, that's a great point. I hadn't even really thought of that specifically in that area, but what great information. Friends, I know you're just loving hearing from Pam, but let's stop just a moment and let Carolyn open the phone lines for us.
I'd be happy to. Oh, Pam, you're doing such a wonderful job. I want to hear more, and I know the listeners do too. But here's the phone line number. It's 347-843-4920. Again, area code is 847-843-4920. Call in and you ask your question to Pam. My question is, give us more, Pam. I'm ready to hear.
Well, you know, I've had the joy of seeing you and Bill as you teach together and you team teach, and I can say that it's almost as if you're one. It's seamless, like you can just read each other's minds or something. So I want to know, how do you do that? Do y'all have ESP or something? You know what? How do you share the platform?
That's not a spiritual gift.
That's
but
right.
But God does. I really do believe that God, because Bill and I both have a speaking gift, that does make it easier. You know, when one of the partners may not have a teaching or a speaking or a equipping gift, it makes it a little harder. But Bill and I, we hit the pavement running. We've been married 35 years, and we've been teaching together 35 years. So we actually started in youth ministry the weekend we got home from our honeymoon, team teaching.
Wow.
And so that's a benefit in that we really can read each other's minds, and it's more because we trust each other. Our hearts are so one that we know if we have to cut what priorities we'll keep and what priorities we will, you know, we just won't say that today. We trust each other. And some of that's built on some simple tools that we put in place early on. For example, when we write a book or when we do a speech, we sit down, we brainstorm the things we want in that speech. Then one of us organizes it into the top 3 points. Bill's really great at acrostics, and he's amazing at alliteration, so oftentimes he'll do that. And then he'll bring it back, and then I'll fill in, like, the creative stuff, the interactions, humor we both add in. And then on our speaking notes, we actually started with color coding things, you know, pink and blue, when we first started out, so we would kind of know who's going to say what. And then we have some little codes, like if we think we're getting, like, other person's like taking too much time or getting like off track, we'll just reach over and do a circle on their back, which means kind of wrap it up. You should probably think about getting back here.
I'm
going to
be looking for that now.
Yeah. And then when we're on TV, we actually will hold hands. You'll see us hold hands on TV. And when I'm holding Bill's hand, if there's 2 minutes left, I'll put 2 fingers on his wrist and tap it. If there's 1 minute left, I'll put one finger on his wrist and tap it. So nobody sees that. They think we're just being affectionate, but we're really like, okay, on track.
What great tips. Oh, my goodness. Now you know we're all going to be watching you and seeing if we can see the signs in there. Oh, goodness. Well, we've talked a lot about the good points and how you work together and how you do ministry together. But what would you say are the biggest obstacles of working with a spouse or a friend, and how could somebody overcome those?
Yeah. Every team is going to have their own set of obstacles, and I've co-written with a lot of people. So Bill and I have co-written with Steve Arterburn, New Life, and Steve's really wonderful to co-author with because he just gives you free rein. I mean, he mm-hmm. really gives you freedom, and then he is just such a great marketer and people person. So it's a good partnership because we trust each other's strengths. Then co-authored with Jill Savage, Hearts at Home. Jill and I are almost like two cookie-cutter pastor's wives who raised our kids really similar on two separate coasts. I mean, if we were in the same city, we would be clone best friends. We're very much alike. And so that was really – but we're both strong leaders. Uh-huh. So we just had to be very specific on who does what and when and be faithful to our deadlines. Then Doreen Hanna did Raising Modern Day Princess book with Doreen. And Doreen is the visionary. She started Modern Day Princess Ministries to help equip girls around the world to make good choices in all of life. And there's a princess celebration that's a part of the curriculum. And so she has this great vision for tween, teen, and college girls. But really, writing was never on her, like, goal sheet at all. That she wouldn't even, she'd be the first one to say, I'm not a writer. And so that's my gift I brought to Focus on the Family, published that. And so that was my gift, is bringing my writing to her great vision. And so that was a little different partnership, who's going to do what. And then also Don Wilson, LOL, with God. Don's an amazing writer. I actually think she's a better writer, better editor than me. Mm-hmm. But I have the platform, and I have the I love humor. She loves the Bible. We both love the Bible, but she's like really, really great Bible student. And so we kind of collaborated, and we divvied up like what went on what page and how many devotionals we're all going to do. So we all work a little bit different. With Bill and I, it's much more collaborative. Like we say, okay, what's the outline of the book? You write out the book proposal, Pam. I'll look at it. I'll edit it. What ideas go in what chapters? We do together in the car, typically on our way to a speaking engagement. Then we will divvy up who's going to write what chapter. And then as we write it, we actually need an illustration here from you about this. Need a funny story here about that. We'll tell each other what we need, and then we just edit back and forth. It's kind of like playing tennis, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And then I handle the marketing, and Bill handles the tech, and Bill handles the back office stuff, you know, the money things. I handle the networking. So we've really tried to break up our ministry according to our skill set and our gifts.
Yeah.
And when it hits a hard place is when we see opportunity different or we see a task differently. So then we have to have a, you know, all right, let's use our communication gifts. You know those six statements of forgiveness that we teach? Yeah, we need to use that right now.
We need to bring our book out and do what it says.
Yeah.
Oh, well, those are great, great tips for working together. And I really don't want to let time get by and not get this question in. I'd love to know what specific advice you could give to us as authors and speakers and other people who are considering writing or speaking as a team, you know, not just a spouse, but it could be a friend or a relative. What kind of final tips would you like to say to them?
Well, our very first book was a co-author with our mentor, Jim Conway, and Jim wrote Men in Midlife Crisis. He's actually the one who coined the term midlife crisis, and midlife.com.
Oh.
My husband now runs midlife.com for those people over 40. And so when Jim gave great advice, and one of them was, let's be very specific up front so our friendship isn't ruined by a writing ministry relationship. And so we really spelled out, it was a contract, who's going to do what, and what percentage, like cover design. I remember Jim was like 90%, we were 10% because he had 10 books at the time and we had like none. And so writing of it, I had the least amount of initials after my name of the four of us that were writing the book together. So the bulk of the actual writing was Pam, like Pam 70%, and the rest of everybody is like 10, 10, 10. And I was okay with that because, hey, it got me in the door. And then, like, marketing, it was like 10% the Conways and like 90% us. And they were very specific. And then at the bottom, there we all signed our names as agreeing to a mediator if any problem should arise at any point.
Wow.
And the name of the mediator and the company, the email, just how to contact the mediator, everything was all spelled out ahead of time. Now, by doing that, we never needed to use it because everything was so well spelled out. And we always, as a part of the contract, we value the relationship more than the opportunity.
Yes.
And that is a huge decision. Like, you can't minimize that. And for Bill and I, if we write on relationship books and we're fighting about the books we're writing about, that is very counterproductive. So
yes,
our relationship is the primary, and if we nurture the relationship, we trust that the ministry will outflow naturally.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's interesting that you mentioned that that contract, because addressing those kind of things when we're close friends or we're relatives or whatever, there's almost this feeling that if we ask to do that we're saying we don't trust each other, when in reality what you're saying is that is a way to protect the relationship above and beyond any kind of, quote, business stuff.
Yeah,
and
I love you so much, I'm going to protect.
Yes, that is such wise counsel. Thank you, thank you. Well,
and
we
even do that with our kids too. We co-author with our kids too, and they've never been full collaborators. What we do is we parcel out pieces and ask for it back, and then we reward that piece based on the time they gave. And the kids have always been like, "You don't have to reward me, Mom and Dad," but we still want to. And so that was a way to protect. Like, we're not going to totally co-author with you because we see what you're doing in life, and you're not main writers, and you're not like you're a coach.
Right.
So we're going to look at that, and we know you have 2 hours max. So could you give us that 2 hours and write this illustration up for us? Totally great about that. And so valuing the other person and their time is the main point of that.
Oh, great, great advice. Well, we only have about a minute left. So if you could, do you have anything else you would like to say that you could say in a minute that we didn't cover?
Right. Do the next right thing. And that's one of the simple skills that we talk about in 7 Simple Skills for Every Woman. And it just means pray, and the Holy Spirit will show you the next right thing and to do. And treat others as you would want to be treated. You know what? Simple skill. Jesus said it, and it works.
Yes. Oh, great advice. Thank you. Thank you, thank you for sharing your insight and your experiences with us today. I know there are some of our listeners, and some are married, some are single, who are already working together as teams. Others have considered it. So I just can't wait, and I know, Carolyn, you can't either, to see what God does for those who feel that maybe they're led in this direction. So, Pam, thank you so much. We appreciate you, and we just pray God's special blessings all over you and your ministry.
Well, thanks for being equippers of communicators, and I'm open to getting emails from those who are considering co-authoring, and they can just get to me at love-wise.com. Just email me through a website.
Oh, great advice. And friends, if you want to know more about Pam and her book and her ministry, be sure to go to her website. And we thank you so much for joining us today. You know, without you, there'd be no reason to have Christian Communicators Live. And ladies, if you feel called to speak, but you don't know where to begin, or perhaps you're already speaking, but you want to learn how to grow your outreach and connect with other Christian women speakers, we hope you'll visit ChristianCommunicators.com, where we educate, validate, and launch women in their speaking ministries. If you haven't already, we hope you'll sign up for our newsletter and our blog so you can be among the first to know when registration opens next year for our 2016 Christian Communicator Conference. We would absolutely love to partner with you in ministry. So for today, goodbye and God bless.